Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I can watch the film. There was just a lot of mixed execution. I mean, some of it started with me, a lot of it started with me. But there were small things that we missed that we never missed. You know, Coach Brown said it perfectly. He was like, if there was no one in the stadiums, we're going against our scouts. Every blitz that they brought, we should have picked up. Everything they did, we should have. And like I said earlier, they did a great job of executing it, and that's something that we didn't do from quarterback position to the receivers, office line. So it was a full team unit, and something that personally I'm going to take blame for. And I mean, we got to go ahead and get better. I mean, we got a team in Savannah State that brings a lot of different blitzes, so we got to be prepared for it.
Is that players making mistakes? Is that not being prepared?
I think it was a little bit of both. You know, there were certain blitzes that they brought that we haven't seen, and the coaches said that you always can't coach every blitz, you know, and whether we've seen it from them showing us, some defense the coaches didn't show us, but our defense brings, so we know how to protect, we know what to do. And like I said, some of it was just communication by the line. The line's doing a lot better job today. We fixed some stuff up front. You know, having Tyler Gauthier not directing traffic hurts us because he's probably the best at doing it, especially versus that good of a defense. And so now we have a way that Tyler Gauthier can always control the traffic, control the line slides, and it'll really help us in protection-wise.
Malik Rozier talking yesterday about everything that happened in the LSU game and the blitzes that he didn't know how to pick up and wasn't sure what to do and everything else. But bottom line is this, that he came out and said, listen, I didn't play very well. If I keep playing like this, I'm going to get benched. And one of the young guys are going to start playing. Young guys are going to start playing. Anyway,
I think regardless,
they're going to start getting playing time and working in. He had to know this, but I will tell you, after the way he played, it's got a little different meaning to it. Not just, hey, we want to get some guys ready in case you get hurt. Now it's like, we want to get some guys ready as in they need to maybe start playing here this season. So we'll see how he bounces back. He'll have a couple weeks. They should be obviously fine and get everybody a lot of playing time the next couple of weeks before they get jumping into this thing anymore with Florida State right around the corner and everything else. Speaking of that, man, you know, everybody kind of said this was going to be a week in week two for college football. Still pretty good games, man. Georgia goes to South Carolina. Clemson goes to Texas A&M.
That'd be a good game.
Penn State at Pitt. That could be a little – they play like they did against Appalachian State.
Yeah, wow. Upset that special
Penn
of the
State,
week.
Penn State could be – and USC at Stanford.
That was a good game.
I know he doesn't like the Pac-12. I can't believe I brought that up.
Don't bring that up.
Georgia Tech, South Florida, big game of the weekend.
Oof.
There you go. A lot of people talking about that South Florida team right now.
A lot of people are talking about that game, actually.
I honestly think that you'd have to pay me to watch that game.
Well, a lot of people are saying right now the USF-UCF game at the end of the season may be a de facto national championship game.
Look,
I'm not even sure I can answer that.
You want to keep, like, on
this. It wasn't a question. It was a statement.
No, I mean, like, just, I don't even know what to say there.
You want to keep talking about Central Florida, and they obviously had a great year. They went undefeated. And you go undefeated in Division I, it's impressive. But I think we need to calm down a little bit, like how good they are. Maybe we need to somehow get them in the playoff system so they could get their butts kicked by an Alabama or something, or Clemson.
Or an Auburn.
They did beat Auburn.
Auburn's not those schools.
No, I know.
So you're saying that's why they made a playoff system, so that the teams can actually play these things out and settle it on the field?
Well, then Central Florida's got to play a tougher schedule.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Well, you think Central Florida's the best team in the country last year?
No, but I don't think they designed their own schedule, and I think teams are probably not going to want to play them, or USF for that matter. Like, why would you want to play them?
I wouldn't put USF in
that. I'll tell you what I would do. If that was the case, I would go, hey, I'm Central Florida. Boise State used to do this.
Yep.
I remember Boise State had a role, and Chris Peterson said, hey, for everybody who rips us, because they were on an unbelievable roll out there, nobody wants to play us. They're like, oh, yeah, we'll play you one game, but you got to come out here. No, hell no. Come out to the blue field. Let's play.
Come out there.
Nobody wanted to do that, and they were just good enough. Remember, they're beating Oregon, and sticking it to some of the Pac-12 teams, and they're like, I don't know.
Didn't they beat Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl? Wasn't that the game where they beat? I mean, listen, I'll buy into the UCF stuff.
That was Adrian Peterson team, maybe.
Yeah, you're right. It might have been. I'll buy into the UCF stuff if they have another good season. I'm not going to buy into game into the season.
They probably have a good season.
No, I'll just buy into it. Show me another great. You know, they go not undefeated, but if they do go undefeated again, I think they at that point they have a legit argument that it's time to put one of these other teams in this playoff hunt. You know what I mean? Right. Like, that's fine. But right now,
they might cruise through their schedule. I don't know. They got FAU going to go play them.
Yep.
After the way FAU played, that game may not be as good as we originally thought it would be.
I hope that's not a noon kick.
You're not going to let that go, man. This guy was tired.
Maybe it was a day off or like a morning off.
I don't know if it was a day off.
Thursday before their game.
I'm trying to give him the benefit.
Day off for college football season.
Morning off.
That'll be the first.
Half a morning off.
Even guys sick, they come in those
late
those
night,
coaches.
Early no. morning.
Yeah, there could be a little bit of that.
Sorry, Lane. I'm trying.
We got a bunch of stuff. We were talking about this Colin Kaepernick and the new Nike campaign, Just Do It, which I don't want to get into the red and blue stuff and the burning and cutting stuff and whatever side you might be on, I really don't care. But it did get me thinking about some of the most marketable athletes ever who just did an unbelievable amount of commercials, good commercials, but a lot of commercials for sure. Before I mentioned O.J. Simpson before.
That's a good one.
That's going old school, but O.J. had them all, man. Everybody liked O.J. Didn't matter.
Back of the day, yes.
Young girls liked him, white, black. Everybody liked O.J. O.J. had a rolling, man. He was the famous
quote from O.J. back in the day that we saw in all those like documentaries that came out, and they asked him, O.J., are you white or are you black? Well, what are you? I'm O.J. Like, he didn't care. At that point, he knew he was a businessman.
He was out in L.A. on top of it, coming out of USC, and he really had a rolling.
Let me read you some names that came in the text line today.
Michael Jordan, obviously.
That's the obvious, yeah. Mike's an obvious one.
Should we just get the obvious out of the way? Tiger Woods.
O.J., Mike, Tiger. Who else is the obvious ones off the top?
Those three were.
Those are top dogs?
Those three were.
LeBron.
LeBron, yeah, LeBron, he's got to be put in that category.
LeBron. Who else? What else you got coming in?
You want just the ones on the text line? Okay, 5602.
I don't want you thinking, rolling your eyes, trying to come up with something.
Who do you think right now is the most marketable player in the NFL?
Peyton Manning.
Because I think it's Odell Beckham.
Well, Peyton Manning was texted into us, by the way.
I still think it's...
And Peyton Manning's not in the NFL anymore.
But Peyton Manning still does more commercials than anybody.
It's good to find in commercials.
That's a great one.
Yeah. Someone texting Broadway Joe. Joe Namath.
What was that commercial you used to do? I used to bowl the grease ball when I was just a kid, too young to see that the only thing for me. Score! You remember that one? That's going old.
That's old school.
He had a lot of babes around him when he was doing all that stuff.
Always. What do you mean? I want to kiss you. I want to kiss you.
Before I want to kiss you.
Oh.
He was killing it.
Well, here's this. This Peyton might be Manning, the answer to Peyton Hollywood's
Manning's
question.
Got to be up there, although.
Yes.
Is he still going to do commercials for Papa John's?
I don't think so.
Papa John buddy's gone.
No, I think he's out of those commercials. Most marketable NFL player right now, is Odell Beckham that guy?
What's he do?
I'm just saying.
No, what's could, Odell could he do be the for answer? Commercials?
I mean, he's very popular. He's part of that Nike campaign.
Yeah.
The same one Kaepernick's involved in.
Mm. I know, but he's just one of the guys in there.
You asked what he does, and I'm telling you, he's part of that.
No, but we haven't got to see. We haven't got to see it. Where?
Well, who's the most marketable NFL guy?
Name someone better.
Most marketable right now NFL guy. You're right. I don't know. It might be Odell.
Who's a guy that's personality? We've got to know.
It could be Aaron Rodgers if they win another Super Bowl or two.
Aaron Rodgers.
I don't even know who is sponsored.
Aaron Rodgers has no personality at all.
What do you mean he's got no personality?
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
What have you been watching with Aaron Rodgers?
He's just car insurance. I'm sorry, right? Car insurance?
Oh, that's right. He throws something through the window with his linebacker.
Yeah, discount double check.
Discount double check, yeah.
Yeah. Very disappointing.
Who is the most marketable NFL guy right now?
Wow.
What guy screams NFL in commercials? I don't know. Peyton left, and I don't know who it is. It's not Brady.
Peyton had it. Rolling.
No, he did.
There's another guy.
No, I'm just saying. He's the most, you know, I'm looking at most popular guys.
To Tom Brady, except he was great. He's a great
married
player.
To a model. Yeah, there's not a lot of people that can relate to
him. Oh, man. That's a good one.
Most marketable NFL guy right now. Good question, Hollywood. I don't know. I would my guess would be Odell, but is it Odell?
I don't know.
I mean, every other sport you can name a guy pretty easily.
Yeah. J.J. Watt?
Really? You can name – what's baseball? Give me a baseball guy.
Well, I think you have to say Bryce Harper. Oh. You say Mike Trout, but I mean, those two guys are pretty
– Yeah, I don't know.
They don't pretty have good, them, but they stand out.
They don't have them doing much, man.
People are texting in a couple J.J. Watts and Odell Beckhams. I don't know. Maybe one of those guys. Someone said Odell Beckham, clearly most popular guy in the NFL.
Yeah, but we haven't got a chance to see him like where you go, oh, man, he's doing
Gronk
commercials. Gronk's a big personality. He actually does some commercials. Yeah. He actually does a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean, he does. Gronk's in a lot of stuff. But
He does a lot of commercials.
He does the energy drink stuff.
Yeah.
He's good for that.
I think he does Dunkin' Donut. I think he's got nice.
I think he does, too. You're right.
He's got one of my favorites.
Von Miller? Someone texted in.
Von Miller's done some stuff.
Yeah.
He's done
some
stuff.
He was in those Madden commercials for a while and stuff like that.
You guys got to admit, since Peyton Manning's a little drop-off.
No, it's a huge drop-off. Because right.
He'd act like a clown. Like, he'll do, yeah. He'd do, right, in those commercials that he was doing.
Gurley, Cam Newton, these are the ones coming in right now. Todd Gurley.
What?
I don't even know. I've never heard that guy speak.
See, this is the problem. Like, Todd, come on. Todd Gurley?
Someone texted in Drew Rosenhaus, JM Alexis. Good job, guy. Good job.
There you go.
Antonio Brown?
Antonio Brown's actually pretty good. He's done some pretty good stuff.
These are the texts coming in. Someone goes, not Tannehill.
No. Antonio Brown might have the greatest smile when he does stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he's got it rolling pretty good. Yeah. But
Russell Wilson? Drew Brees? No. It's such a drop-off, you're right, since Peyton Manning. It's not even close. There's not even a close second to where Peyton was.
I'm even talking about the Peyton Manning in Denver.
Yeah.
Just in that time when he wasn't even the same quarterback.
He's not playing anymore, but Donovan McNabb with all those Campbell Soup commercials somebody texted him.
Can
Baker Mayfield be that guy? He's got to get on the field first, sir.
Yeah, he could be, though.
He could be. You're right.
He gets that thing turned around, and maybe you're right.
Aaron Rodgers also does the Chevy truck commercial. Someone and the discount double check.
Just does nothing.
No, it's not Peyton.
It's no personality.
It's not Peyton.
Aaron Rodgers.
Dan Marino. Isotonic gloves. Yeah, back in the day.
Danny did a lot. He actually did a lot of commercials. Yeah.
Q made a good point back here. Brett Favre with those Walmart jeans.
Wrangler. The Wrangler. That's right.
He also sells those like copper sleeves.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of stuff for it. You know,
he does a lot of that kind of stuff. Wise.
Yeah.
Someone said John Gruden, he does the Hooters commercials.
Actually, John Gruden does. He's coaching now, but he did a lot of stuff.
Gronk has that ridiculous Tide commercial.
Oh, that's what it is, the Tide commercial.
Drew Brees does ads for a pyramid scheme.
Does he?
Oh, my God.
No. You know what I think of Drew Brees? Didn't he buy, like, a diamond? He bought his wife a diamond, and the thing was worth, like, he bought it for, like, $10 million in investment.
It's
and
worth
the guy
12
goes,
grand.
The guy goes, it's worth 12 grand. It's almost a fake diamond. He got
a cube, man. Cube. Richie Incognito, someone texted him. No, sir. No. Can you imagine buying a $10 million diamond? It's worth $2,500, and that's just because it's a really good cube. Oh man,
he sounds like a rookie. He goes, "I really trusted that guy. I really trusted that guy." Drew, you're 40 friggin' years old. What are you? You a senior at Purdue?
That's it. Oh my God!
I didn't even feel bad for him. He's like,
I think it was $13 million.
I bought
he spent
it as an investment.
an investment?
What are you, like, new in the NFL?
Yeah, what?
People scam you, dummy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you. By the way, you go on Google and put in Drew Brees, the next word that comes up is diamond ring. That's really bad. Not touchdown or anything like that. Buying diamonds, avoid this $9 million mistake that Drew Brees made.
He sold it. He sold it for $12,500.
and the other guy got ripped off by buying it for $12,000.
I think then the story goes, then they came back and go, no, really, it was worth it. Like, you screwed up, man. Like, that thing's back on the market for like $8 million. He got screwed twice.
Oh, my God. That is unbelievable. Drew.
Drew ought to get out of the investment business. That was a dumbass thing to do.
Wow. I forgot all about that.
He'll be in the league for 20 years doing something stupid.
He needs to do commercials.
Oh, man, that was...
jewelry commercials.
That was funny right there.
Wow.
That made me laugh here.
Yep.
We got a lot more stuff to get
Drew Brees does AdvoCare. I guess he's in that, too. There you go. He's got to get paid. He's got to make that money back.
He ain't doing diamond rings, dummy.
Whoa.
Oh, that was funny, Zach. We got to go to break here.
Radio.com.
You can always join us here on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line 560-22. Lots and lots of texts coming in this morning about the a good question that got brought up. This is just kind of a sub question to the big question. Who's the most marketable NFL player right now? The guy that could take the reins of who we're guessing the answer to that question a couple years back was no doubt Peyton Manning.
Yeah, wasn't even close.
Not even close, right?
He was doing satellite, the NFL satellite package.
That's right.
DirecTV
with his brother. Eli was in that also. He was doing that. He was doing the Papa John's. He was doing the nationwide commercials.
He's still doing those. I saw the other day he had that with the country singer. Actually, very good commercials. Very good.
So Gruden does Corona commercials, people are texting in. Odell does Head and Shoulders. Gronk does some. Drew Brees does NyQuil commercials, too. Perfect for him. Go to sleep.
He needs to do something with an investor.
He needs like a 5-hour energy one before he goes to the next jewelry store. That's for sure.
All right. There's just nobody that really.
No NFL player that just stands out.
There hasn't been an impact of a Joe Namath or OJ Simpson.
Not even close.
OJ Simpson, the football player coming out of USC. Yeah. And they came on when they had that OJ Simpson special and said that his commercials. Literally put that rental company.
Hurts. Yeah, put them on the map.
Moved them right up to number one.
I agree. It's
Running through the airport.
Yeah, that one famous commercial.
And that little lady going, go, AJ, oh, go, OJ, go.
That's right.
Start to say AJ. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. OJ. We got another stuff, some other stories coming in here we wanted to get to. Rick Pitino, I don't understand this. Rick Pitino is... I know he lives down here in South Florida. I guess he's got a new book out, Pitino, My Story. I guess he feels like a story, because I was thinking the name of the book shouldn't be Pitino, My Story. I was thinking Rick Pitino's story should be I Don't Know Anything.
Oops. How about just oops?
That's my story and I'm sticking to it. Or my favorite of all, Sex Under the Table.
I would buy that book. If the book was called
For a guy, seriously,
Sex Under the Table, I'd buy it. I'd read the book.
You remember that whole thing.
Of course I do. He's at an Italian restaurant, right?
It's Italian restaurant with some of his assistant coaches. Yeah. With a little lady under the table.
Getting a little appetizer under the table.
I can't even imagine when you're sitting there having a meeting.
There's four or five of us sitting at the table.
Yeah.
Rick's,
I get that little look on my face.
Stop it. I don't want to see the look. I don't want you to make the look.
Enough of that. That grin you get on your face.
Pitino, My Story. Book is out now.
Why? Just go away.
I don't know. But here's the deal. So the book's out. He's doing a tour. He's doing a radio tour, TV tour, whatever it is now. And we actually have one of the cuts, I guess, from the beginning of this tour or right before the tour started. Here's Rick Pitino.
I'm not in coaching today because I take responsibility for what happened. If I made the wrong hires and I suffered the consequences by the wrong hires. They can blow up my life, leave me lying on the side of the road, and that's okay. Their response when my lawyer said that was, we deal with collateral damage all the time. And that's what I am to them, collateral damage. And I don't think I'll coach again because of what they have done. I think they used me to get the publicity with their case. I don't think they had a shred of evidence with me. And I've said it. I mean, what normal person writes in a book about the Southern District of New York and goes after them if he's not 100% innocent? If you were Michael Jordan, I wouldn't give you $5 to come play for me. I wouldn't give it to you. It's just me. I'm not saying I'm holier than thou. That's just the way I am.
No, you're
I believe
not.
In outworking people, outdeveloping talent, out-strategizing people, out-conditioning people. Sometimes we win, sometimes we lose. But that's my beliefs. I just don't believe in doing that. I don't believe in paying athletes and to come play for me.
Okay.
Wow. So you wouldn't give Mike $5, huh? But you possibly authorized a $100,000 transaction.
It's just, I guess the only thing we know for sure, to be fair, besides the
well, everything story, else is just
story,
out there.
Story
yes.
under the table.
Allegedly.
We do know about that. But he was really naive. And I'm trying to be nice. Mm-hmm. He was very naive about everything going on around him.
Of course, Joe. Come on. He's a college coach and these recruits are coming in. He doesn't care how they're coming in. You just got another 5-star guy he's committed, Rick. Coach, did you see that? He's on Twitter. He just said we were in his final three. He just said he's coming to Louisville now. Great. He doesn't care how it happened.
There's always been girls around recruits. I mean, every recruiting trip that I took, they had a girl take you around.
Except for BYU, right?
No, the most beautiful girl.
Really?
Ever. Hell, I called
That's
her.
Surprising.
I'll tell you what I did, man. This BYU girl, by the way, BYU might have the most beautiful women in the world. So,
wow.
So I have this girl take me around. Now, I'm being dead serious. You guys are all laughing.
No,
so,
I am. I seriously am.
So there I am on the campus on a recruiting weekend, and she's taking me around a little bit of free time away from the football stuff and showing me the dorms and just a knockout. So, you know, she's all in. I mean, she's gotten the spill. And, man, I am like, wow, this is
nothing looks
this good at my high school. I mean, this is unbelievable. So I went back home, and we called each other back and forth.
Really?
For like a month.
Wow, that coach is happy about that.
And no, listen, that alone almost had me.
I'm sure.
Almost had me going, you know, BYU ain't so bad over some of these Pac-12 schools or back then Pac-8. Like, you know, that might be a good place. Anyway, my dad came in one day and he said, hey, you been calling somebody in Utah?
Oh, long distance back in the day, right? God. Wow.
And, you know, the family's on a tight budget. He's going to kill me. So that's it. No more. None. There was no tweeting, obviously, back then.
I know. You're right.
And
there wasn't computers back then.
I don't know, like, what the bill was. I don't want to make it sound like it was $1,000, but
it probably
was
close to it.
No, it wasn't that, because my poor dad wasn't making that kind of money. But whatever it was like, oh, he was pissed.
I'm sure.
And, you know, and the whole thing. And
wow.
He goes,
your pen pal almost
got you. Yeah, and he goes, you're thinking about going there because this girl? I go, oh, man, yeah. Dad, she just turned. She loves me.
Yeah, she loves me. That's it.
She's the first girl ever loved me.
We're gonna have 12 kids. Yeah. Just live out there in so, Mormon
anyway,
country.
As the recruiting process went on, I was able to get over my. But yeah, so these girls been around.
I know,
but
different story with this though.
Yeah,
right?
They're not like.
These aren't paid
strippers and then strippers going, you know, I can turn into a hooker for a few extra bucks.
Yeah, that's it. Couple texts coming in, 56022 in the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. Oh, stop, you guys. He knew everything. No, I agree with you on that.
Yeah, we're having fun, of course.
Oh, poor Lion Patino. Yeah, I don't think so. And how about this? The book title, Patino, My Story of an Old Fashioned at the Olive Garden. Well done. Can you imagine if that was the name of it? Maybe Rick Pitino could coach at FAU with Lane Kiffin, someone says.
Maybe.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt anything at this point. Doesn't he live down here anyway?
He is down here.
Or has a place down here?
Yeah. He is. I believe he's at Indian Creek, if I'm not mistaken.
How far is that drive from Boca?
Not too bad. If somebody drive you every day.
Well, I mean, he'd have a driver.
Do some recruiting in the back.
Exactly.
You know, speaking of recruiting.
Hey, I don't want to know what's going on in the back of that car.
I listen to him, and he is a great coach. Some of these guys, you know, we talk about them, they are really good coaches. Urban, they're great coaches. But this stuff about stuff going on and knowing nothing.
Well, that's the thing.
Especially in basketball. You're not talking about 90 guys or 100 guys with walk-ons and stuff. It's just, come on. And don't you have people around you like, hey, I got to know everything, man, you know, especially in today's climate.
Most coaches are control freaks, Joe. You know
but
that.
But apparently everybody was out to get Rick Pitino. They didn't like a successful coach. He was bad for business. What the hell was that about?
I like this text. Joe got over the Mormon girl when he met the girl California sent to him.
Oh, no, the cowgirl. That was ridiculous.
God, that recruiting process must have been great back then.
Oh, yeah.
Late 70s.
You ought to have seen the whole just had a girl take me around to Berkeley.
That had was a backpack with a bomb.
She was a little naughty. Yeah. No, that
yeah,
was
I believe it.
That was a completely different kind of trip.
And that's not your little Marysville town when you get to Cal Berkeley.
No, that was a little different.
A little place. Different, huh?
Yeah, different. No question. Hey, we got to come back and check in on Hollywood's headlines.
Should be extra salty today, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's already.
If Rick Pitino gets in the news,
you know what's got him
salty?
He's all over this Nike Colin Kaepernick just do it campaign, and you know, he's just been all fired up about this for a couple of days. Anyway,
that's his thing.
We'll go to break. We'll find out Hollywood's headlines coming up here. He'll be on a roll today. A lot of stuff going on to get to.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. Before we kick off this 8 o'clock hour, what do you got for us?
All right, Joe, we have the NBA Hall of Fame induction coming up this weekend. It'll be on Friday, and Ray Allen is going to be entering the Hall of Fame.
Congratulations to Ray.
Yeah, very cool for Ray, but not so cool the deal with his teammates here. He spoke to Shams from The Athletic and basically said he's not expecting any of those guys to show or not expecting to hear from any of those guys. Of course, talking about all the guys from the Celtics. Hasn't had any communications with KG, Rondo, Glenn Davis. Has spoken to Paul Pierce, but still not expecting him either.
What a bunch of frauds those guys are. I mean, such a bunch of frauds.
I don't know if I've ever heard of something that happened more than a decade ago.
They're still mad at Ray for Ray leaving the Celtics and going to the Heat. Like, that's what they're mad at Ray.
That whole thing broke up.
KG and Paul Pierce forced their way out of Boston to go to Brooklyn. I mean, like, all this stuff that happened afterwards, but it's Ray's fault for jumping ship. And then Rajon Rondo in the middle of all this?
Yeah.
The most salty guy ever? Yeah. I mean, come on. The guy who literally can't sit on a team for more than 9 months. He's on a team for 9 months, and he's getting thrown out. Like, give me a break.
Very disappointing. Very, very disappointing.
Ray hit the biggest shot in Miami Heat history?
One of them, for sure.
Yeah.
That was a huge shot, man.
The Bosch rebound?
Kept it going.
All right, for all of our Tom Brady fans, you can watch Tom vs. Time. This short little episode is going to be on Facebook Watch, and you can watch it today. It's going to be about Tom's offseason and what he did during the offseason. And he took a break. He traveled and did some stuff with his family. So you can see that in Tom vs. Time. Will you be watching?
No.
Me either.
I know, quick answer.
No, yeah. No interest in that.
I don't care about what he does in his personal life.
I get to see Tom up close six and a half, 7 hours.
He ruins my Sundays twice a year. I don't need that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you he's not watching that other kid from EEI and got suspended. He's probably not going to watch that either.
Jeez.
All right, guys. We've been dancing around Papa John's all morning, and this came out recently here. John Schnatter, of course, the Papa, sent out a 61-page letter, essay, whatever you want to call it here. Detailing all the stuff that goes on at Papa John's. He took aim at a lot of different people in the company, talking about the frat-like behavior that goes on over there, which we expected, I guess.
Since he ran the whole damn thing, he's the one.
President
the
of the
leader,
fraternity.
Yeah, the leader of the tribe over there.
The weirdest one, though, in this 61-page thing is he takes Chief Legal Officer Caroline Euler and throws her under the bus
here.
He says, on multiple occasions, she said that she wants to bleep Rick Pitino.
What happened?
Bang him.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Said that
Rick would have done it, I'm sure.
Said that Miss Euler.
Why didn't somebody tell me?
How many years ago was
this?
Said that in the letter, it says that Miss Euler asked me to call her if I was out with Mr. Pitino so that she could hook up with him.
Wow. That's Papa John not holding back now,
that's
huh?
That's so petty.
It's petty, but this is him.
He's such a weasel.
Yep.
Now he's trying to get this thing back.
You got to do whatever you can to try to get your company back, right?
Make a better damn pizza.
One more thing to get to here, guys. We had arguably the most expensive shoes in existence were stolen from a museum. These are the ruby slippers from the Wizard of Oz.
Whoa.
Now, these are valued between $2 million and $7 million.
Drew Brees will give you 40 for it.
Yeah, Drew Brees.
Drew Brees is at that auction going, 40! 40! I want to take him home! 40!
Oh, man.
Wow. How do you walk out of a museum with a pair of ruby slippers?
Yeah, that's...
You have it in their bag and just walk out and... No alarm on them or anything?
That's crazy.
I mean, it's a heist.
I'm just saying, I don't know. Would you pay $10 million for the ruby slipper?
No.
You like, drop in like Mission Impossible on like a cord?
Yeah, that's it. I could just see someone doing that. The ruby slippers are over there. Let's get the ruby slippers.
You guys remember Wizard of Oz?
Of course,
you're old enough to remember.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think they show that to everyone, regardless of age.
Yeah. Like, I saw the color version.
Oh, my God.
So, like, I know it was black and white probably when you watched it.
The color version's not the original.
No, it's not the original.
Okay, then through I'm not the original.
No, through the years, the thing is, I mean, people have a lot of fun. Like,
of course.
I know football, they'll go, hey, look at you, man. You're part of the Wizard of Oz. You got no heart. And they're like, oh, man.
Tin Man?
Tin Man. No. They had it for everybody. Yeah. Yeah.
The Wizard of Oz.
What else?
The color
are you
the original
sure?
Version.
I thought those were like the original characters in the version with color. Or did they just do a remake?
No. The original one's black and white way back. Dorothy flying.
You did not watch
the
original.
In that
I
bad
did not
dream.
Watch the original.
Poor Dorothy was in that terrible dream. That was his terrible.
Horrible storm.
Is it a different
Kansas.
Dorothy in the two movies? Like the one that's in color
no.
and the black and white one?
No.
I don't know. You're asking way too many questions. I don't know.
I just asked these questions out loud and someone's going to text them in like in a couple seconds here.
Oh,
hopefully.
No. It's going to come right on the text line. 560-22. 560-22.
You guys didn't care for 10 minutes about Wizard of Oz.
Well, you brought it up. Just to be honest there. Rick Pitino's new book. The story of the under the table dealings. Someone texted that in. That'd be a good. I'm telling you, I'd buy that also.
Boy,
Rick Pitino, My Life, or whatever it's called. I'm not buying that.
If that came out, that'd be a hard one to sell to this wife.
Mm.
That's all I could think of. It's like, you know.
How about this? We have some Wizard of Oz text coming in right now.
Yeah, Joe's way off.
Joe, you're way off.
What?
Joe, that was the first color version movie. It changes from black and white to color and then back to black and white.
Oh.
Morons. The Wizard of Oz was the first color movie made. It was always in color.
I didn't know that.
It starts in black and white, turns into color when she arrives in Oz.
I think that's accurate.
This sounds more accurate than Joe's version.
Well, I don't know for sure. Of course I don't. I've just
it's the same
act. You said with a lot of conviction, though.
You did. You kind of yelled.
You tried to make me feel bad about it, and then you said with a lot of conviction.
You want to apologize to Hollywood?
Roughly what year was it? I feel like.
If you ask that, it's going
like to
give
a
it 30
young
seconds.
Dude.
What's our delay? Yeah. That's it.
Anyway, what else you
Rick
got?
Rick Pitino made Bobby Knight look like a saint. Yeah, that's true. Pitino's dealings now. I mean, Bobby Knight threw a chair at a dude, but.
You know what's weird is Rick Pitino going on this tour with his book. And I don't know, Pitino, My Story, and this new book. Like, he got to be called on the carpet. If you're going to go out and you're going to be promoting this book, people got to ask you, like, first of all, dude, you got a Hummer under a table. So let's start with that.
The car?
I mean, you're a little sleazy.
Mm.
I just.
1939, by the way. That's what someone just texted in.
You were just a boy back then, Joe.
Yeah. I was like 20 back
just
then.
A little boy growing up in Marysville.
I was
1939.
Oh, man.
Jeez. Someone just said, I thought they just added color to the original version. That's what we kind of thought.
I thought so, too. I guess I was wrong.
When it starts off in Kansas, it's black and white. And then, Oh, nice one. If Hollywood only had a brain. Someone just texted that in. August 25th, 1939. Joe was 17. He was just getting recruited to BYU at that point.
Just getting ready to go to BYU and have my first crush.
Yeah. We piss off all these texters? I mean, look at the text machine right now. It is inundated with Wizard of Oz text. It was always in color, you morons.
Why can't they just say it was always in color and not call us morons?
No, more,
why is there
easier.
Name calling? Why do we go through this name calling
Because
stuff?
This seems like common knowledge. And you said it's
for
in
someone,
black and white very strongly.
I thought that I saw it for the first time. That's why I brought it up, that it was black and white. Like everything on my TV when I was a kid, growing up for a long time, was black and white.
Mm. I didn't have color TVs back in the day for you all the time anyway. So. Yep.
You got anything else? Or are we just going
to
sit here?
I'm
and
legitimately
pause?
Trying to go down from
we
all.
We got
to
just go
Wizard of
air?
Oz 80th anniversary coming up.
80th?
Yeah. Well, 39.
Wow.
That's not how old you are.
Jeez, that's crazy. Yeah.
At least there's other morons out there that said I thought they just added color to the original version.
Yeah, we got a moron club. Exactly.
Crap quality.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what people are texting in right now.
All right. Well, listen.
This is what we did to the text line. You brought up one question and look what happened.
Somehow we go from sports to Wizard of Oz.
How about going to some football next?
Oh, you must be telling me. Jorge Mas going to join us?
That's right. He's going to join us next.
Love talking to Jorge. We'll get all caught up on MLS, Miami soccer. Right after this quick break, stay with us. We're going to be back. We'll have him at 8 o'clock.